This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. With a Michael Bay-produced reboot now in theaters and a fresh line of merchandising to match, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are as big as ever. Pretty amazing when you consider that these anthropomorphized amphibians were first created in 1984, the same year that Ghostbusters came out and Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go was a hit. And while the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles may call the Big Apple their home, their origins are right here in New Hampshire. Co-creator Kevin Eastman now lives in California, but drew the very first Ninja Turtle in Dover, New Hampshire, at the home of his collaborator, Peter Laird. And Kevin Eastman joins us now for more. Kevin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me on today.
I should clarify here that you are from Portland, Maine, but bring us back to that day when you first sketched the Ninja Turtle. Did it look much like the turtles we know today?
Oh, no, they've changed a little bit over the years. And yeah, I grew up in Portland, Maine. I used to cook lobsters in Algonquin, Maine as my summer job. And when one of the summers ended, I ended up meeting this awesome artist, Peter Laird, and moved into his house with him and his wife. And we were spending one night being particularly goofy, trying to come up with ideas that we could pitch to other comic book companies. And I did this goofy sketch of a turtle standing upright. He had a mask on and nunchucks strapped to his arms, looking very different from the way they look today. But I said, Peter, this is going to be the next big thing. Ha, ha, ha. And, of course, he laughed. And studio one-upmanship, you know, he had to do a sketch that topped my sketch, and it was great. And then so I incorporated both of those into a sketch. I said, well, if not one turtle, why not four? So I did these four characters standing with different weapons, and I put this little comic book logo that said Ninja Turtles at the top, and I did my drawing in pencil. And when he inked it in, he added Teenage Mutant to it, and we were just laughing ourselves silly. We said, this literally is the dumbest idea we've ever seen.
So your jokey prediction aside, did you have any idea that you'd landed on something that is going to become a 30-year-old multi-billion dollar franchise at this point?
Oh, my goodness, no. Actually, we were quite positive. We wouldn't sell a single copy of the first issue. And thanks to my awesome Uncle Quentin, who lived in Manchester, still does live in Manchester, New Hampshire, he loaned us $1,000 to print the first issue with no hope of actually getting repaid back for his investment. But we did something that was out of our love of comic books. We grew up as comic book kids, comic book geeks, and we loved the genre. And so we put all of our favorite things into this one comic book, and we wrote it for no one else but ourselves. Because again, like I said, we didn't think we'd sell any copies, and we just had a blast doing it.
Now I read, and I admit, I read this on Wikipedia, that the first TMNT comic book premiered at a comic convention at the Sheridan in Portsmouth. Really?
Totally. Yeah. No, that was, we had a really great friend, still a great friend. I invited him to my wedding. I got married in Algonquin, Maine last year. And Ralph DiBernardo runs a comic book store in Rochester called Jetpack Comics. Still today, Pete and I did a signing there recently, but he used to hold these little comic book conventions in the Portsmouth Traffic Circle. And that was our target. It was a May 5th, 1984 convention. So Peter and I planned the completion of the work and the printing of the work to premiere specifically at that show. And invited all our family down so it looked like we'd have a crowd around the table and all that. But yeah, those are our roots. You know, the turtles were born in Dover, New Hampshire, and they premiered at a show in Portsmouth.
So funny. I mean, I don't ever really think of New Hampshire or Maine as a hub for comic artists. Was there much of a scene going on there at the time?
Well, you know, it was if you were a comic book fan, you could find, you know, comic books on, one of those turnstiles at a local convenience store or, you know, and there was a very few comic book stores at that time, but there were a few around. But they would often, most of the gatherings for comic geeks would be at like flea markets and things like that where, you know, you'd have, you know, a booth here and there that would have lots of back issues. And so guys like me and Pete could go and look through, you know, different back issues to complete a collection of something we really loved or were interested in at the time. But I think the hub was mostly us, I guess.
Well, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles of today are pretty family-friendly action heroes. Those early comic books, however, were a bit darker than the Ninja Turtles that were eventually adapted for the big screen. What's the transformation about for you?
Oh, it was very specific. I mean, specific in the sense that when we did the first issue, the first bunch of issues, rather, we wrote them for ourselves. I mean, we really wrote the kind of things that we wanted to see in comics, what we loved about comics, and again, writing for a much older audience. When we started on the development for the cartoon show and the toy line, we knew that we were writing for a very specific younger audience. And so because we created, we owned and controlled all the rights and everything that was to be done with the Turtles, we worked on every aspect of the toy development, right down to, you know, Peter Laird's idea to make the bandanas different colors, you know, so you could tell them apart better. It was definitely a specific transition.
And color being a key word here, because they were black and white originally.
That's exactly right, yes.
Well, tell us more about that first comic. You know, what did it look like exactly? Were the characters the same as the ones that we see in the films today? What was the sort of tone?
Well, what's so great about the new film was that the director, Jonathan Liebsman, when he started development on it, reached out to me directly, you know, right away and just said, look, I want to make a movie that pays respect to the original Turtles creation and, you know, basically 25 years, almost 30 years of history. I want it to be something that the fans will love, but I, you know, want to, you know, take advantage of the newest technology to make it a, you know, an up-to-date movie, if you will. But no, the heart and soul is all there. The comedy's there. The pizza's there. The edge is there, which was something that was the original comics were a bit more edgy than the cartoon series. But at the same time, you know, he wanted to keep some of the aspects of the cartoon series, like the pizza and a lot more comedy than the original thing. But I think, yeah, the new movie absolutely hands down pays respect and is a true homage and a good representation of the original creation.
I'm imagining and ask you to imagine you and Peter, you know, these basement illustrators coming up with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Do you think that kind of off-the-map illustrator would stand a chance today in the digitally dominated comic world?
You know, I do in many respects, in the fact that what Peter and I were doing was not all that different from what early underground artists were doing in the late 60s, early 70s, to, you know, later, you know, different individual, you know, mini comics artists who were self-publishing their work. That kind of time period in creative development, when I look at, a specific, one of my favorite sites is a site called DeviantArt. And DeviantArt is kind of like the Facebook for comic book artists and illustrators and writers. And, you know, people from all over the world get to post their latest work, their latest creation, be critiqued by other artists and actually meet other artists and writers or collaborators and, you know, try to get their ideas and the concepts refined and out there and exposed. And, you know, but I think it's places like that that are kind of be where the next Ninja Turtle idea comes from. It's you know, the fans will let you know if they like it or not. That's always comes down to that.
Well, Kevin Eastman, all the best to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
A real pleasure. Thanks for having me today.
Kevin Eastman, co-creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the multi-billion-dollar franchise that is now celebrating its 30th anniversary. You can read more about Kevin and his co-creator Peter Laird and the Turtles' New Hampshire origins, as well as see a link to DeviantArt, the site he mentioned. All that is at wordofmouthradio.org. There's more word of mouth coming right after the break. Please stay with us.